Ooh. Ooh.
An owl, of course.
Know what kind, Uncle Bob?
You look like the great horned owl to me.
Yes, sir, and I have some very interesting science to share with the kids and you today.
Good. Such as?
My immovable eyes.
Your eyes can't move, you mean?
That's right. There are no muscles attached to my eyeballs to move them up, down, left, or right, like you can do.
Is that why you have to turn your head every time you want to look in a different direction?
You've got it.
Oh, boy, that seems like it'd make life kind of hard.
No way. Don't feel sorry for me. The master designer made it up to me by designing a high-tech neck.
A high-tech neck?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you about it today.
Well, Oscar the Owl, welcome to Nature Corner.
Ooh, thank you, Uncle Bob. Super glad to be your guest today.
Good to have you. Tell the kids and me about your high-tech neck.
You need to learn about my skull before you can understand my neck, okay?
Okay. Fire away, Oscar. Teach us about your skull.
The intelligent creator designed two beautiful holes in my head. They're for my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is an inch wide and 2 inches deep.
Wow. They go back into your head for 2 inches?
Yes. And they're lined with a bony plate.
Okay, we get the picture, Oscar Owl.
And then into each 1-inch by 2-inch hole, my maker fit a very sensitive eye.
Super. So your eyes wouldn't be round then, would they?
Good thinking. They're not round. They're tubular.
Elongated.
Stretched out. The shape of the opening in my skull.
Sort of like the shape of a telescope.
Exactly what each eye is, my unfeathered friend.
No kidding.
Each eye is a telescope that helps me see things super clearly.
Boy, that couldn't happen if your eyes were like mine. Round.
Right. The wise creator God made each eye about the size of a golf ball, but made them to stretch into an oblong position.
And they fit neatly inside those two bony openings in your head.
The Lord then hooked little pieces of tissue and ligament from each eye to the bone so my eyes wouldn't drop out.
Boy, that's kind of him.
Yeah, it sure is.
But no muscles to move your eyeballs back and forth or up or down.
That's right. See, you and the kids can roll your eyes around because they're round.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with an eyeball shaped like a tube an inch wide and nearly 2 inches long.
So the Son of God had to make yours stationary.
Fixed in one position.
Right. Tell the kids and me how you see so well in all directions, then.
First, let me tell you how I see so well in just one direction, okay?
Okay, go.
Notice where my maker put my eyes.
Sure, right in the front of your face.
Not on the sides of my head like other birds.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So that means I have binocular vision.
Just like the kids and I have.
That's one thing the same about us, isn't it?
It sure is.
But while you're looking straight ahead, you can move your eyeballs, and that lets you see things up, down, a little to the left, and a little to the right.
You've got it. But you can't do that.
No. Instead, the Lord Jesus Christ, my design engineer, made me a high-tech neck.
Only by moving your neck are you able to see things to the left, right, up or down?
Yes. Did you kids ever see an owl bob his head up and down quite rapidly?
Sure. What were you doing?
Well, I was trying to figure out where a sound was coming from.
Oh.
See, Uncle Bob, one ear is a tad bit higher than the other one on my head, and by bobbing my head up and down quickly, the sound goes into one ear quicker than the other, and my computer brain tells me exactly where that sound is coming from.
Neato. Why, what a super scientific design. Say, Oscar, a boy wants to know how far you're able to bend your head up or down.
I can turn it upside down or straight up. Can you?
No chance. The best thing I can do is bend mine up or down 90 degrees.
A right angle?
Yes.
I can turn mine 180 degrees.
Oh, so the top of your head is pointing to the ground.
You've got it. Watch.
Ooh, and land. Seeing is believing, Oscar. How come you can bend yours twice as far as I can mine?
My eyes cannot move, so I must have an extra flexible neck.
How much more flexible?
The master designer gave me twice as many vertebrae bones in my neck as you have in yours.
Oh, my land. The kids and I have 7 vertebrae, so you have 14.
I have 14.
Neato.
See how I'm able to turn my head upside down or straight up?
Mm-hmm. You've got a lot more room in your neck to bend it.
Sure. When the Creator takes one thing away from you, he always makes it up somewhere else.
Ooh, Oscar the Owl, that's a super way to look at it. He gave you eyes that wouldn't move, So the Son of God made it up to you by giving you twice as many bones in your neck so you can twist it or bend it as much as you want to see what you have to see.
Now you're catching on. Doesn't that make the Creator look wise?
Very, Oscar the Owl. Very wise.
The same is true with the way I turn my neck.
Oh, really? Well, how far can you turn yours?
3/4 the way around.
Incredible. The kids and I can only turn ours 1/3 the way around. Let me see you do it.
See?
270 degrees, 3/4 the way around.
Yes, now watch.
Ooh, you turned it the rest of the way, all the way to 360 degrees.
Fooled you, didn't I? Huh? What I did was stop at 270 degrees, 3/4 the way around. Quickly go back to the beginning, and then turn it in the other direction.
To where you left off.
Yes, and then I turned it toward the front to make it look like I turned my head completely around.
You rascal. By doing it so fast, it looked like you made one complete revolution of your head.
A person watching me do that one day said if I did it 2 more times, he thought my head would come unscrewed.
Good one. So because your eyes don't move, Oscar, that doesn't mean you're not able to see as well.
Correct. It had to be this way, Uncle Bob, so I could use my tubular telescopic eyes.
Boy, what a super design.
You know what I'm going to say next, don't you?
Yes.
What a super creator.
Absolutely. And Hebrews chapter 1 in the Creator's book calls him the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've got it, man. To be really wise, kids, you'll put your full trust in him, okay? Not in yourself. You hear me?